keeping frost at bay with propane. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing For Profit, a content partnership with your professional Missouri propane dealer. Missouri vintner Andrew Meggett worries what early freezing will do to his grape production.
Frost damages buds, buds damage fruit yield, and fruit yield damages profitability.
We'll learn more about mitigating frost from Andrew Meggett, managing For Profit, on Brownfield right after this.
80% of farmers choose propane-powered grain dryers. You know why? For starters, propane equipment is built for efficiency. It can lower your fuel costs for nearly every application, from irrigation to building heat. Farmers are proud to use a clean-burning, American-made product, and when it comes to drying grain, propane is hard to beat. It comes through on the farm, and it just makes sense. Check out all the benefits of propane on the farm and connect with a propane provider at propanemissouri.com.
Propane has been a part of American farms for over 100 years, and getting it to work for your operation is easy with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. You could receive up to $24,000 just for using propane equipment on your farm. You'll also get to give manufacturers your feedback so they can keep building equipment to meet your needs. Getting started is easy. Go to propanemissouri.com to learn more about the Propane Farm Incentive Program. That's propanemissouri.com.
We recently talked to Andrew Meggett, Vice President of Production at St. James Winery in St. James, Missouri, about propane technology in weeding vineyards. But in the same conversation, we talked about another threat to the grape crop, cold weather.
Springtime in most vineyards, in most wine-growing regions in the world, they are trying to get through the springtime without a frost. Frost damages buds, buds damage fruit yield, and fruit yield damages profitability.
Meggett says there are a number of propane-powered systems that can add a few precious degrees to the vineyard air.
There's one that uses mobile propane heaters that you can either tow through the vineyard or leave stationary. The ones I've seen can use and push hot air 150 feet in every direction. They're not supposed to burn vegetation. The ones I've seen work personally certainly don't.
He says that in conjunction with high-volume propane heating devices, vineyard operators can increase their effectiveness with wind turbines.
Once that hot air begins to rise above the vineyard, when you've moved it around, you turn those windmill blades on, and we're able to move, circulate air downward, and you can, in some cases, raise the temperature by 2 to 3 degrees. And hopefully save your crop.
He says that 2 to 3 degree warming comes with the expectation of significant propane consumption.
Depending on the size of your vineyard, you can burn a lot of propane in an evening, you know, 1,000 gallons of propane. But the other professionals I've talked to, they certainly are fans of that technology.
For the St. James Winery, Meggett says consideration whether to add propane heaters will come in about 5 years. But he says reasons to add such a system are compelling.
We are currently in the process of planning to plant another 35 acres. And when that is up and running, the value of that crop will determine whether we need the wind turbines and the heaters going forward. At this point, I'm going to say yes, it's probably on the cards, because I think we lose that crop once and it'll pay for itself.
Andrew Meggett with St. James Winery. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.